Sail Away, written and read by Celia Imrie.
Part 1. Catalysts. Chapter 1. Susie Marshall's phone rang. It was her agent, Max. "Interview, darling." Susie sat down and took a deep breath. She'd not had a whisper of work now for months. She grabbed a pencil and notepad, ready to take down the details. After 20 or more years working steadily in rep and TV, when Susie hit her 40s, the job offers had started to dry up. Now that she had just turned 60, even getting an audition seemed like a rare miracle. Over the last few years, Susie, like most older actresses, had acted intermittently, and in between real work, to make ends meet, she had taken small secretarial temp jobs. Her savings had dwindled away. In fact, she had been unemployed for so many months now, she was no longer eligible to collect dole money, and at her age, she was also put at the back of the line for the little jobs she'd always depended on to fill in the out-of-work days. The last time she had turned up at the job centre, the man behind the counter laughed in her face. "You're a pensioner," he said. "No one's going to employ a pensioner." Susie had explained that even though she was just 60, she was not entitled to collect a pension for some years to come.
"Not my problem," said the young man, slicking back his greasy hair.
"What am I going to live on? I'm broke. It's not fair."
"That's life," said the young man. "Life's not fair, Miss Marshall. In other existences, I could have been a rich, sexy male model. Instead, I'm a clerk in a job centre."
Susie had no reply to this. It was hard to believe now, but Susie had once known a tempest of fame. For a good 10 years, she had spent most of her train journeys and visits to the supermarket signing autographs for enthusiastic fans. She had played the principal role in the multi-award-winning mid-1980s TV drama series Dahlias, a show which had a regular audience of 20 million Brits who eagerly awaited Thursday evening's transmission. But although at the time Dahlias had been a worldwide hit, now, more than 30 years later, everyone had forgotten both the series and Susie. From a professional point of view, it was no help either, for when Dahlias had been top of the TV ratings, the new wave of directors had not yet been born, so that Dahlias was now no more than a word printed on her CV. "The interview is tomorrow at 10 a.m., said Max down the line. Susie wrote 10. "It's for 2.5 weeks rehearsal and a 6-week run of The Importance of Being Earnest," said Max. Excited now, Susie wrote the name of the classic play. "You'll be reading the role of..." Susie knew it would have to be Miss Prism, Lady Bracknell. Susie's heart flipped with joy. Lady Bracknell was one of the best classic roles of all time. While Max went on reading out the list of scene numbers that she would have to familiarise herself with, Susie wondered where the production would be. She hoped it might be one of the larger reps, in a big city like Liverpool, Leeds, Nottingham or Birmingham. Even a small theatre might be fun. A couple of months in a cottage in Wales or up in the wilds of Scotland would be a great adventure. "The engagement is for the grandly named Zurich Regal International Theatre," said Max. "But rehearsals will be in London."
"What's that?" asked Susie. "Zurich in Switzerland?"
"That's right, darling. One of the English-speaking theatre companies." Susie's mood dipped. She knew that these little European troupes paid badly and had a very low, if not negative, value on the CV. They played to tiny audiences consisting mainly of expats. No one back in England heard a squeak about the shows put on, which failed even to get a review in the Stage, a newspaper which reviewed every play, musical, pantomime and end-of-the-pier show from Land's End to John O'Groats.